A fiery voice with the speed of light, a cloud of talk, and a hearty hey there caller. The Sloan Ranger talks again. With his faithful broadcast companion Mikey, the daring and resourceful masked debater of the airwaves leads the fight against taxes and boredom in the body politic. Join with us now for those thrilling hours of arguments. The Sloan Ranger talks again.
Welcome back to WGNU, AM 920 Radio, Free St. Louis, where you are free to question the powers that be. That is as it should be. This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. I'm substituting for Dave Linehan. Today's solutions here. Be talking to you for the next hour till 6 o'clock, 5:10 here in the Gateway City. Beautiful studios at WGNU overlooking Forest Park. I see the History Museum and the Art Museum right in front of me. It's just gorgeous. Beautiful day out there today, isn't it? This April 6th. Looking back, recapping this date in history, a couple of public birthdays I want to mention still. Merle Haggard with a birthday. We'll play some of Merle Haggard. Mary Lou Henner, too, of Taxi. So she's got a birthday on this date as well. Maybe we'll play some Taxi theme, maybe some Taxi trivia as we go along in the show. One thing, I've got a treat for us because I have with me two experts that who have stopped by the studio, and they are expert on how to teach a child to ride a bike. I thought that would be a great public service. Maybe we'll discuss this a little bit, and everybody can take notes and figure out how you would teach a child to ride a bike. I know I myself had to face this recently, went to the internet to get the answer because I had to teach my daughter how to ride a bike. So let me just introduce our two experts here. And what is your name?
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin. Okay. And how old are you, Caitlin?
9.
9 years old. Okay. And you are an expert on how to ride a bike and how to teach a child?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And you are?
Danny.
How old are you?
8.
8 years old. And you are also expert on, I guess, both how to ride a bike and how to teach a child to ride a bike.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Now, can you both ride a bike? That's the first question I would have.
Yeah.
Really? How long have you been riding?
I think 4 years.
4 years. Oh, my goodness.
I just started.
Just started. Okay, so we have somebody who's very experienced in it, and then somebody else who's just learning, so that's good. That's a good mix and stuff. Danny, how did you learn to ride a bike?
Well, my dad kept helping me.
Your dad helped you? How did he help you?
I'd go down the hill and try to keep my balance.
Okay, and did you fall?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't help you when you were falling then, I guess, huh?
No.
No, it's kind of like, okay, so you're not supposed to fall, I guess. That's part of what you're trying to not do, probably. Yeah, I figured that. And going downhill?
Yeah.
How'd you go back uphill?
I walked the bike up.
You walked the bike back uphill, so okie dokie. So that's how you do it, basically. You go downhill and then you walk back uphill. Caitlin, how did you learn how to ride a bike?
My dad helped me. He would hold on to the seat every once in a while, and he'd let go, and then I would be holding myself up, and he just started letting go, and then I was riding.
Really? Yeah. Were you scared?
Sort of.
Sort of scared?
Yeah, okay. When he said he would let go, yeah, I was a little scared.
So when he lets go, that's when you would get scared, and otherwise, but were you scared when he was holding on, or were you not scared?
I wasn't that scared.
Did you ever fall?
No.
What about the uphills and the downhills? Do you like the uphill or you like the downhill?
Downhill.
Downhill is better. So we know pretty much you need your dad there. We've learned that much. And then you need to go downhill. That's the other basic rule of learning to ride a bike. Is that how you would teach someone also to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have training wheels? I'm curious. The people might ask that question. Did you have training wheels?
I did.
You did? What about you, Caitlin?
I did for a long time.
Okay.
I did too, and then I got them off.
Yeah.
My dad took them off.
So, does it feel good to know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
You think you'll ever forget?
No.
No.
But once you do it, it's pretty easy. It looks hard, but I guess once you do it.
My dad told me that, like, once you start riding, you never forget how to
Oh,
ride.
Oh, really?
That's what my dad told me too.
You never forget once you learn. That's interesting. That's not like everything else, you know, because I've forgotten all sorts of other stuff that I've learned in life. But that's interesting that learning a bike you would never forget. That's good. That's good, helpful stuff for our listeners, too. I appreciate both of you coming in here and talking to us and giving us your expert view on how to ride a bike and to teach someone. Is anybody you want to say hi to?
No.
No?
I want to say hi to my mom, my grandma, my grandpa, my uncle, my aunt, my other uncle, and my dogs and my cats.
Holy cow.
I want to say hi to everybody in my family.
Everybody in your family. Just do it all at once. Okay, yeah. Good. Because otherwise, I don't know if we have time to go through the whole list for everybody. I thank you both very much for coming in and being on the Sloan Ranger program. Thank you. And hopefully everybody else out there learned something now about how to teach a kid to ride a bike. And yes, if you're curious, Caitlin is my daughter. And yes, I did just teach her how to ride a bike this past weekend. And so it's very much on my mind. And I did go to the internet and try and figure it out. And it's actually a lot of fun. And it took us, I think, about 3 hours on Saturday and about 2 hours on Sunday. And the other lesson that I learned, basically, is that this is a lesson for everybody out there, which is why I can bring it back to Radio Land to me. What you figure out is that as long as she thought that I was holding on, she was fine. But once she saw that I had let go, even though I had let go 20 feet back or 30 feet back, that's when panic would set in. That's when the muscles stiffen. That's when it gets harder and harder to learn how to ride a bike. I know there's a lesson out there for people somehow. So if you can remember back when you first learned how to ride a bike, I'm not sure that that's not the lesson in life. You know, if you think you can do something, sometimes that's half the battle. You know what I mean? And then you never forget. Good lessons for sure. And we'll go back to the phones. You can give me a call, 314-454-0400. Toll free, 1-877-920-WGNU, 9468 for the alphabetically challenged. I do have a caller waiting. George, what do you want to talk to
me
about?
Well, you know, I sure appreciate that, man. You know, I think that's the only thing as a dad I ever did that my kids remember. You know what I'm saying? You know, dads don't get a whole lot of accolades in this world today.
No, and the women are going to call me up and they're going to get mad at us. But the truth is, it takes a dad to teach a kid to ride a bike.
It seems like that because that's exactly what I did with my children.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many other millions of dads have that same pride in them, you know, of being able to teach their children how to ride a bike. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, it's a great feeling.
Father's Day, we need to get a bicycle and put it on all the cars for all the dads because that's about all we do.
Yeah.
Kids don't give you
that's
credit.
That's it. You're right.
We, Mom get all the credit, but bicycle ride, we got it.
We pay the taxes and we teach them to ride bikes.
That's
sure.
It. And then don't go no further than that, though, home. Don't, yeah. Don't ask for nothing else. Take the bicycle and say, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
It is also weird because I also started with training wheels, but the training wheels are not sufficient. At some point, there is a moment of truth when the training wheels have to come off, and you got to learn how to do it.
You got to go for it.
And it is
go for the gusto.
That is tough. And I
it is.
Yeah, I also knew. I think I might have. I'm trying to remember when I was a kid, and my dad did teach me. But I think I ain't either. I got traumatized maybe by the first fall. So the one thing I wanted to make sure was that I didn't want her to fall.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want that to happen.
Yeah,
so
that's part of the learning. You know, I hit posts and ran over the curbs. And you know what I'm saying? Railroad tracks will kill you. You know,
oh,
if you
yeah.
ever had to
Absolutely.
Live around railroad tracks, don't hit them tracks.
I hear you. I'm with you.
But I was thinking that was very beautiful, you know.
I appreciate
that. We have did something in this world besides, you know, create a lot of problems.
Yes.
Teach the kids how to ride a bike.
Once in a while. I don't know what dads did before the bike was invented.
I don't either.
I guess they just sat around and watched TV.
Well, got drunk.
Ate Cheetos,
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
you
that.
Know, and you know,